Very good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. If I may invite you to please take your seats towards the front of the auditorium just to preclude any reshuffling so that we can begin this investor forum for the third quarter of 2010. In the interim, may I also invite the gentleman who will be occupying the head table seats, Dr. Hans Vijay Surya, Mr. Supan Veerasinghe, Mr. Yap Y. Yip, the acting CFO, and Mr. Lalit Fernando, the group financial controller, to please assume the seats as well. Thank you very much indeed, ladies and gentlemen. While we wait for the others to turn up, Q3, as always, has been a testimony once more to the resiliency of Dialog. And here to take you through the results for the third quarter of 2010, I would like to invite Mr. Supan Veerasinghe to take the podium.
Thanks, Etty. Good afternoon. I will take you through the summary highlights of Dialog Group in terms of overall performance year on year. EBITDA company was up 8 percentage points. The absolute EBITDA was 3.75 billion for the company. DBN 176 million positive EBITDA for Q3 2010. Again, in terms of year on year improvement, 41 percentage points up. DTV 81 million positive and 16 percentage points up. Group EBITDA 4 billion for the third quarter and 11 percentage points up. In terms of NPAT, net profit after tax for the 9 months ending to September 2010, company recorded an NPAT of 4.99 billion and the group recorded an NPAT of 3.77 billion Sri Lankan rupees. Balance sheet and debt position again was a key highlight during the 2010 9 months. Debt to EBITDA has improved from 2.99 times to 1.47 times. And on a gross basis, it has improved from 3.2 to 1.72 times. Free cash flow through improvements in OPEX control and CAPEX spending has improved from negative position last year up to first 9 months, negative 1.46 billion to 7.3 billion positive free cash flow, up 5 times. Supplementing all these changes in terms of improvements in financial performance, company's credit rating has been upgraded to AAA with a stable outlook by Fitch Ratings Sri Lanka. Performance trend, company revenue quarter on quarter up 4%, EBITDA is flat, and NPAT is up 5%. Dialog Broadband has seen a 5% revenue growth, about fourfold growth in EBITDA, and a 57% growth in NPAT. TV has seen a dip in revenue, mostly coming from slowing down of connection fees, and increase in EBITDA by 173%, and a 48% improvement in NPAT. Group, mostly coming from the improvements in subsidiary level, has seen improvement of 4% in revenue, 5% in EBITDA, and 23% in NPAT. Similar picture is seen in year-on-year performance. At the bottom, group performance has improved on revenue 16%, 64% in EBITDA, and over 9-fold growth in NPAT. Group P&L highlights. Group recorded revenue of 10.5 billion for the third quarter, up 4% quarter-on-quarter and 16% year-on-year. For the 9 months ending 30th September, the group recorded a total turnover of 30 billion, 669 million, up 16%. EBITDA of 4 billion, up 5%, and year-to-date EBITDA of 11.15 billion, up 74% year-to-date. NPAT, again, 1.69 billion, up 23%, and year-to-date NPAT of 3.77 billion, up 20-fold compared to year-to-date performance of 2009. Key variation in margins. EBITDA margin has improved 5% quarter on quarter, and NPAT 23% and NPAT growth of 23% relative to Q2 2010. NPAT margin has improved 18 percentage points versus Q3 09 when we look at the normalized performance of Q3 2009 against the reported performance of Q3 2010. EBITDA margin again up 11 points versus Q3 09 normalized performance. Looking at the company performance, Dialog Axiata PLC, revenue up 4%, mostly coming from the additional revenues that were generated through domestic interconnect stream that was introduced from June 2010. Revenue up 4% to 9.6 billion for Q3 and 28.068 billion for year to date 2010. Year to date revenue up 16%. Cost up by 7% quarter on quarter, mostly again driven by interconnect costs to 5.9 billion, and year to date 17.2 billion, down 2% year to date. EBITDA 3.7 billion for the quarter, flat quarter on quarter, and year to date EBITDA of 10.8 billion, up 59%. NPAT resulting from improvements in EBITDA at the year-to-date level has seen a 24 growth of 4.99 billion. Variation in key revenue streams. The quarter-on-quarter revenue has grown 4%. The key contributors for the revenue growth on the year-to-date picture, which was 16% growth, has seen 16% growth was prepaid up by 4%, postpaid up by 12%. International revenue up by 25% and other revenues up by 61%, mostly coming from the domestic interconnect component. By Q3 2010 year-to-date revenue mix, prepaid accounts for 40% of total revenues, down from 45% last year, 26% by postpaid, 20% from international, and 14% through other revenues. Variation in revenue per minute as well as revenue per user. The prepaid and postpaid mix is stable at 89% prepaid and 11% postpaid. ARPU marginal improvement on postpaid front from 1,096 in Q2 to 1,104 in Q3. Prepaid has seen a slight drop of 10% from 222 to 200, mostly due to the adjustment in price points in line with the floor prices that were put in place from July 2010. In line with the change in price points for prepaid, we have seen an increase in usage. The MOUs have seen a fairly significant improvement, and RPM has come down marginally from close to about 2.40 to 2.220. Key variation in cost lines, direct costs grew by 4% year-to-date and 7% quarter-on-quarter. Mostly driven by interconnect costs, levies remain flat, and international origination again up by 47% year-to-date, in line with increase in international traffic. Network-related costs have come down by 9% and 27% in drop of on customer-related costs. Key variation in cost lines, network costs have seen a marginal increase from 1.3 billion to 1.5 billion in line with the rollout of new sites during the third quarter. Origination costs have increased from 613 to 644, again in line with our international traffic and international revenues. Levies, mostly on international termination, has come down from 1 billion to 661 million. This is in line with the reduction in international termination levy by TRC, where TRC reduced the ITL from 380, the component that the operator has to pay to the government, from 380 US cents to 150 US cents. That reduction is reflected in Q3 levies, from where levies came down from 1 billion to 660. Customer related costs again come down from 240 million to 288 million. A new cost line that was that started from Q3 2010 was interconnect. The total cost of interconnect, domestic interconnect, was 424 million. And the net Gain from interconnect for Q3 was 58 million. Operating costs, drop of 10% year on year, driven by selling expenses down 8%, manpower down 19%, energy down 20%, and facilities up by 6%, from 7.9 billion cost base to 7.2 billion cost base by year to date 2010. This chart takes you through the variation EBITDA margin. From EBITDA margin of 27.9%, we have taken it all the way up to 38.9 by 2010. And a marginal reduction in EBITDA margin mostly due to interconnect, which has a not same or limited EBITDA, lower EBITDA margin compared to the other segments of the business. The EBITDA margin growth was contributed by network-related costs, where the reduction accounted for 3.7% improvement in EBITDA, levies 1.3%, international origination had an adverse effect on the EBITDA, manpower, customer-related, again, improvement contributed for the improvement, and selling expenses through focused selling, we have seen improvement in EBITDA margin by 3.1 percentage points. Movement in absolute EBITDA, the earlier slide was on EBITDA margins. This shows the trend and how which elements contributed to the absolute EBITDA growth, where absolute EBITDA normalized in Q year-to-date 2009, excluding the exceptional items that we had in 2009. The reported EBITDA was 6.8 billion, and the reported EBITDA for 2010 year-to-date is 10.8 billion. The key contributors for the improvement came from revenue, excluding the interconnect segment, was 3.1 billion. Direct cost excluding variation in other direct costs, improvement in other direct costs accounted for 56 million. Reductions in OPEX accounted for 782 million. Significant portion comes from manpower, facilities, and selling related expenses. Net revenue from interconnect, as I said earlier, was 58 million. Total of 10.8 billion in year-to-date 2009-10 versus normalized year-to-date 2009. NPAT movement similarly, the normalized NPAT for year-to-date 09 was negative 233, and reported NPAT for year-to-date 2010 was 4.9 billion. Key contributors again, revenue the 3.1 billion, costs excluding interconnect was 838, and the other key element that is contributing for the improvement in NPAT is variation in non-OPEX. This accounts for finance charges and gains through forex translation gains, accounted for 1.18 billion, totaling up to a positive improvement in EBIT in NPAT, which was reported figure was 4.99 billion against the negative 233 million that we had year to date 09. Key performance trends in terms of margins. EBITDA margin for the Q3 09 was 39%. It's flat at on a quarter-on-quarter basis. EBITDA normalized again similar as reported. NPAT has seen a 5% improvement as I explained earlier. NPAT margin has seen a 16% improvement compared to Q3 09, and 8% improvement in EBITDA. Looking at the two subsidiaries, firstly Dialog Broadband Networks, which accounts for fixed line business and the broadband services, fixed broadband services of Dialog. Dialog Broadband revenues on a quarter-on-quarter basis was up 5%. We recorded a revenue of 604 million. Year-to-date revenue of 1.7 billion, up 1%. EBITDA is up 432%, a positive EBITDA of 176 million for Q3. And year-to-date, a positive EBITDA of 166 million, up by 141%. NPAT still remains dilutive to the P&L and is negative 146. Year-to-date, NPAT is negative 952, up by 43% improvement in the losses at DBN. CDMA subscribers remain flat on a quarter-on-quarter basis. On a year-on-year basis, it has improved by 4%. Revenue mix is driven, the 1% growth is driven by usage revenues from broadband and ISP segments. Transmission and infrastructure element relating to DBN has seen a dip, mostly coming from the transmission segment. CDMA and CDMA usage again has seen an increase of 3%. However, CDMA connection fees have come down by 34% with our focus on to enterprise and SME segments and defocus from the retail segments. We have slowed down on selling to retail business, which is reflecting here through a reduction in our connection fees from CDMA. Looking at Dialog Television. Dialog Television year-to-date 28% improvement in revenues and marginally drop in Q3 quarter-on-quarter basis by 3%. EBITDA nevertheless has seen 173% improvement quarter-on-quarter and 157% year-on-year. NPAT 48% improvement quarter-on-quarter and 58% year-to-date. The key variation on DTV revenue quarter-on-quarter comes from, again, connection fees and subscription revenues, which is the core revenue component of DTV, is at a healthy level, and we have seen growth quarter-on-quarter. Revenue for DTV Q3 recorded at $509 million, EBITDA $81 million. NPAT still remains dilutive at $46 million. Year-to-date EBITDA of $134 million, up 157% compared to same period last year. The revenue components, the subscription revenues have grown marginally from $427 million to $430 million. The element coming from connection fees have come down marginally quarter-on-quarter basis. Nevertheless, the year-on-year picture seems still positive at 24% growth compared to Q3 09. Subscriber again has seen 8% year-on-year improvement, but a marginal dip on a quarter-on-quarter basis with our aggressive cleanup of the base, where we are working towards recycling the inactive dormant customers, taking back their boxes and reusing for new connections. So this cleanup operation has affected the subscriber numbers at DTV, but the real genuine subscribers who are paying and connected to the network is stable, and that is reflected through the growth in the subscription revenues on a quarter-on-quarter basis. Group balance sheet and KPIs. Again, CapEx spending has been a key focus area. We have seen a further reduction of 4% quarter-on-quarter, and now the third quarter has seen a 10% revenue to CapEx ratio compared to 29% revenue to CapEx ratio that we had same quarter last year. Free cash flow, again, through the improvements in EBITDA at group level and reduced spending at group level on CapEx, have seen a 28% growth and has been $2.9 billion for the quarter. The key debt position and the key lenders for the group. We have settled off by end of Q3 all the local debt, and only outstanding debt is the preferential element and the two advances to our parent company, Asiata, again, which we are working towards finalizing a repayment plan to settle the two advances from Asiata. OCBC is the other external lender other than the Asiata advances. Yeah, $135 million is outstanding, and we have the option to go up to $200 million in terms of headroom for borrowing. During Q3 2009, we have settled local outstanding up to $774 million, which has seen an improvement in non-OPEX or finance charge reduction for the group. Balance sheet KPIs, gross debt position has improved from $28.5 billion to $27.5 billion. Debt to EBITDA, gross debt to EBITDA has improved again from 186 to 172. Compared to the last year picture, it's a significant improvement from 3.2 times to 1.72 times. Net debt to EBITDA again has improved from 1.63 to 1.47 times. Free cash flow to debt 11% and current ratio at 0.93. That's about it from the presentation. We will open the floor for questions. Thank you.